Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and guess what? Guess what went down with me recently? I was talking to somebody, and they were giving me the lowdown on internet dating. And this person dates online all the time. He's breaking everything down for me, how it works. And I'm listening to it, and I thought to myself, like, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I don't give a fuck. I can't fucking do it. Like, there is the profile, and you got to put, like, a picture up of yourself, and then, you know, they're explaining the type of picture they use, and when they change the picture, they got more people fucking sending the messages back. And then, like, you get messages from people based on your looks and, like, what you say that you like. You, like, hook up with those people. I'm not talking about, like, a fucky way. I'm talking about, like, a, hey, how you doing? You want to talk and get to know each other way? And one of the things that, like, really stuck out to me about like, this description was, like, it's like a fucking menu. It's like you're going to a restaurant. It's like you're shopping for something. I don't want to be a fucking menu item. I'm not being served. Chris Johnson's not a fucking appetizer. He's not a fucking main course. He's not something that you're gonna fucking leaf through online on fucking Tinder, on fucking Match, on fucking Christian Mingle. I just thought I'd throw that one in there because it's hilarious. They'd kick my fucking ass off that site. But either way, I'm not gonna fucking be searched for. I don't want to be fucking judged like that. I don't want somebody just, like, fucking look at me and think, like, oh, man, yeah, I like his looks, I don't like his hair, I want to like this, I like how, I like this about him, I don't like this about him. Like, you don't know who the fuck I am, goddammit. I don't want to be looked at like that. And to be honest with you, I don't want to fucking judge other people like that, too. I'm not saying that looks don't matter. Looks fucking matter. You got to be attracted to somebody if you want to go out with them. Looks have always mattered. If you're going to have, like, a romantic relationship with somebody, you need to be attracted to them. Now, looks aren't everything. If you're gorgeous and you're dumb as a fucking bag of hair, could be a fucking issue. Actually, not could be, will be a fucking issue. I don't want anything to do with you. And if I find you, like, to be, like, a hideous mutant, like, if you're one of the fucking Morlocks from the Time Machine, is that the right reference? I don't give a shit. I'm not looking it up. But if you're a Morlock and you're fucking brilliant, I'll probably really like you, but I just won't want to fuck you. You know what I mean? So there's got to be some in between. I mean, there's some give and take there, but you need to be some looks, and I don't want to like judge people like that. And I guess to a certain extent, you are doing that in person when you meet somebody too. But I just prefer to have things like organic. I prefer to meet somebody. I prefer to get to know them normally, not like in any kind of a dating way. And then, like, if I actually start to like somebody, then maybe I want to spend more time with them. That's how things work with me. That's how I operate. I need to know you and like you first. And I gotta be perfectly honest, I don't give a shit if I'm alone fucking forever. I'm not deviating off that fucking plan. I just refuse to be looked at as, like, some kind of a fucking, I don't even know how I wanna phrase it. Like, you're leaving through the pages, there's Chris Johnson, page 7. What do you think of this guy, huh? What kind of a fucking photo am I gonna use? Is it gonna be natural? You know what I mean? Like, am I gonna be, like, sitting down pretending to read a book, looking intellectual? It's all fake to me. It's all fake. It's all fucking nonsense. It's all for show. I'm not gonna do it. I tell you who is doing it, though. I probably shouldn't even be telling you this, but I'm gonna fucking bring this story to light because it's amazing. It's amazing, and I've heard this independently verified by, like, a couple sources, so I know it's fucking true. My mom and dad are divorced. My dad's a piece of shit, and my mom's like, you know what? I think I want to meet somebody. So she's been doing the online dating thing. And I see her the other day, and she's like, I saw your uncle on the online dating site. Like, what? It was like a big joke. Like, you guess I'm my uncle? And did you guys hook up? You know, let's be a little fucking creepy. I saw, like, some other people the other day, and they were like, hey, we got something to tell you. I was like, you got something to tell me? They, you know, they're speaking in hushed tones. Like, something big's gonna happen. Something I'm gonna be interested in is about to be said. Like, what's going on? They're like, your uncle found your mom on a dating site. Holy shit! Both sides know. Both sides know that the other's looking. And then both sides are telling other members of the family. And because I'm me and I'm full of shit and I'd like to fucking talk, both sides are telling me. And both sides are, like, really worried about it. They're like, I can't go back on the site now? I like the fact that it's making these two very awkward and self-conscious. I thought to myself, like, I really want to see my mom and my uncle's dating profile. I want a piece of this. I want to see what's up. But then I'd have to make one. I don't want to make one. I think people, like, pity me. I think they feel bad for me when I tell them that I don't want to date. I don't want an online date. I'm not going to fucking do any of that shit. I think they just, like, they're like, oh, man, that poor son of a bitch. He just gave up. He's given up. If you think I gave up, fuck yourself. I haven't given up anything. I just don't want to. I'm just not doing what you're doing. Doesn't mean, like, I'm any less of a fucking human being. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm an adult. I'm going to fucking do what I want, goddammit. I'm banging the fucking table as I say it because I mean business. I don't like being judged. And I know, like, if somebody hears the podcast, they're going to fucking judge it. There's so much judging in every fucking aspect of your life. I just don't want to add more judging to it. And I don't want to get messages from random people. Fuck that. It's like the old days of like the AOL Instant Messenger. Remember that shit? ASL, age, sex, location. Oh, I'm Chris Johnson, 35, male, Buffalo, New York. I'm single with two cats. If I do that, like, giving up for me would be going on a dating site. You know I've given up on my life if I'm doing that. If you see me on a dating site, kick me in the balls, because I shouldn't be there. I prefer real face-to-face organic shit. Whether it's possible or not, maybe I'm a dreamer. Maybe I just got these starry-eyed dreams. But that's how we're fucking rocking. That's what we're doing. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. You can find me on Podbean. You can find me on Google Play, Apple Podcast. Every episode's on Podbean website or app there. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. You can catch me on Twitter too at Johnson Hates You. And you can follow the podcast within the old Facebook timeline. My Facebook timeline at Chris Johnson. Is it at Chris Johnson for Facebook? I don't know, but it's on my page. You'll find it.